What if the craziest conspiracy theory of 2020 wasn't COVID, it wasn't lockdowns, it wasn't even about politics? What if it was actually about furniture? Now, I remember where I was when I heard this conspiracy theory because someone I love very deeply and I think of as super smart in my life sent me this conspiracy theory. They were sort of like kind of believing it a little bit. They were on the fence about it, okay? So immediately I started doing some deep diving, some investigating, and I had to find out what was going on. I am, of course, talking about the Wayfair conspiracy. Okay, so it's 2020. We're deep in lockdown chaos, okay? And a strange corner of the internet has become obsessed with a theory about online furniture retail, Wayfair. Now, it all started when users on, you guessed it, Reddit, and also TikTok, started to notice that certain items of furniture, namely storage cabinets, were being listed for absolutely absurd prices. We are talking $10,000. Here's the craziest part, okay? The product items were kind of uncommon names, right, for humans. But the thing about these names were that they eerily matched with children that were missing from public databases. So from there, the theory snowballs. Screenshots spread like wildfire, and TikTok detectives are sort of piecing together all this evidence. Facebook groups, they latch on, they get involved. And the idea actually was that these cabinets weren't like overpriced because they were such amazing pieces of furniture, but that it was a front for human trafficking. People pointed to other strange listings, like they had like pillows and rugs with these huge price tags, and they're like, this couldn't be a coincidence, right? So Wayfair immediately comes out and they deny the claims, explaining that it was like price glitches on the website and that they commonly will use female names for their product lines. They said, okay, there's no truth to these accusations, and that like we're not trafficking, right? This is what they say. Now authorities investigate and they never found any credible evidence to support the theory. But the conspiracy really stuck around, and partly because it played into people's distrust of large corporations, especially at that time. And it was also 2020, like we did have a lot more free time. We were kind of obsessing over things. And to this day, the Wayfair conspiracy does kind of remain one of the most infamous sort of viral rabbit holes of 2020. The craziest part of this conspiracy to me is that I can't lie. There was a part of me that, like, I don't wanna say I believed it, but there was a part of me that couldn't make sense of it all. Like, it just didn't really seem likely that there was a price glitch on their website and suddenly everything was like 10K and it was also the name of actual people. It just gave me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. I'm sure in reality that, you know, it wasn't real. But something about it was very strange. So I would love to know your thoughts on this if you are familiar with this conspiracy theory, and follow me because I'm gonna be making more conspiracy theory videos for you.